It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Kreshap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaff.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm your host, Trey Schaap. At UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are dedicated to keeping you in the game. From sports injuries to joint replacement, they provide world-class care right here in Arkansas. Call 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. Coming up on this edition of From the Shortgrass, I go up to the Blessings Golf Club to sit down with Reagan Zabilski. Reagan is a junior on the Arkansas Razorback women's golf team. She came to Arkansas from Springfield, Missouri, where she played at Springfield Catholic High School. She was a decorated junior golfer, a Rolex Junior All-American, placed third at the Southwestern Amateur in Arizona with an 11 under 277. She qualified for the U.S. Women's Am in 2022, made the cut at the Women's Am in 2020. She also qualified for the 2019 U.S. Women's Open. She's a two-time Missouri High School state champion and has been recognized as one of 10 athletes of the decade in the state of Missouri by her local news outlet. She is a pre-business major, and she will join us after the break. Stay with us.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is taking golf to the next level. As the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics, UAMS Health covers all 19 Razorback sports programs, including golf, and is the official medical partner of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. They're also proud to sponsor professional golfers Ken Duke and Glenn Day. Have a golf injury? Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today. That's 501-686-8674.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, Matthew Allen and Blair Allen. They know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you go to their website, bphotels.com, and find one of their properties and book it. You'll be glad you did. You'll get a good night's rest as well. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, a great sponsor of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Reagan Zabilski qualified for the U.S. Women's Open at the age of 15 and then was being recruited by Arkansas and many others. She knew in her mind she wanted to play in the SEC. You're going to hear about that and more right now. On the tee, Reagan Zabilski.
Reagan, thanks for joining me on From the Shortgrass. So tell me this. When did you first pick up a golf club and fall in love with this game of golf?
I think a little bit too young. My dad started playing golf after he got out of college just for fun. And when I was born, I was put in a car seat on the passenger side of the golf cart, and I'd ride around with my dad. So I joke around and say I didn't really have a choice, but very, very young, 4 or 5 years old.
That is pretty young.
Very.
Did you enjoy it? Do you remember those times?
I honestly do. I remember doing junior golf camp when I was like 6 or 7 or 8 years old, and I literally would only go for the snacks. In the summer, it'd be like a week-long camp, and I'm like, okay, just get to Friday so you can go to the pool, have a hot dog, eat your snacks. But those are that's kind of the stuff that I remember, and I made a lot of friends that way when I was younger. So those are the stuff that I kind of remember.
Did your father teach you, or did you have any instruction once you started really playing the game?
I'd say once I was getting into that sixth grade to junior high, my dad was kind of the main driver of the ship, if you will. But then I started working with a local pro in Springfield, where I'm from. And then I've been working with Brian Gathright out of San Antonio for the last 6 years. So found some common ground there and developed a relationship with him. So that's been really good.
Springfield, Missouri. What course did your dad play there, and where did he take you?
So when I was really young, we grew up playing at Millwood Golf and Racquet Club. But for the longest time, and from what I can really remember and have memory of, is Hickory Hills Country Club. Oldest course in the area. Very, very old-timey style, tree-lined Bermuda fairways. And that's kind of where I grew up getting better. That's where we met all of our family friends, and that's kind of who I go out and play with the guys all the time with my dad. So It's been really fun.
Him putting you in a car seat and taking you around the course in a golf cart, it's not like he was trying to push you into the game.
No. It was just something fun that he loved to do, and hopefully, and wanted me to do it too, but I just kind of fell in love with it on my own. And it's so unique and different from other sports. It's an individual sport on some level, but then now I've grown up and it's a team game. So you get kind of all aspects of it, which I think you don't get with any other sports.
When did you know, Reagan, that you wanted to be good at the game and compete at golf?
Yeah, so I started, I went to school at a public school until sixth grade, and then I homeschooled for 2 years. So I homeschooled for junior high, and we would go to Florida in the winter just to kind of escape the cold and do tournaments and just practice and do school from there. So that's kind of when I started to kick it into gear, and I ended up going back to high school at a little private school, Springfield Catholic High School. And we had a really good golf team, and we won state 3 times. And so I kind of had people around me to push me and to have fun with it. But I would say that junior high level was when I really was like, okay, I want to play college golf, and I do want to give this a shot post-college. So that was when it kind of all started.
Let's go back. 2020,
okay.
U.S. Women's Open, you yes. qualified. For that. What was that like?
I did. So it was crazy. It was right after my freshman year of high school, and I hadn't been playing great. I just was kind of in a funk. I hadn't really seen a lot of results, and I go out beginning of May of my freshman year and go to this local qualifier in Minnesota. I remember Karini Shea was there, 2-time Solheim Cupper, I think, at the time, and no expectations whatsoever, and I go out and shoot, I think, like 71, 75 or something like that. And I'm like, okay, scores were high, and I'm like, okay, well, that's actually sitting at a playoff for first alternate. And I'm like, what? And so, you know, get down to it. It's me and I think a Spanish girl that was kind of on the LET Epson Tour, and we went and played off, and I ended up winning on the first playoff hole for first alternate. And I had never experienced anything like that before. And
what was that feeling like?
Unreal. I mean, I can still remember to this day, like, winning the playoff hole and walking backwards on that 18th hole with my parents. And I'm like, okay. And I didn't really know anything about, you know, alternates and all the things, but
how that works and whether or not you're going to be able to even travel to the event.
Right. And so we knew nothing But then that happened to be one of the last qualifiers, I think, in the States. And so they gave us the reallotment list like a week later, and I was third.
Mm.
And they're like, well, we have 6 open spots, so you're in. So I knew not even two weeks after that I was in. And that was when it really hit me. I was really excited that I was first alternate. But then when I got the call and said that I was in, like, my life changed forever. I still tell people if it wasn't for the U.S. Open, I probably wouldn't have been recruited as heavy. That's where I saw Mike and Shauna for the first time. That's when, you know, other schools started watching me, and I didn't play good in the U.S. Open, but it was just amazing experience that not everyone gets to have, that I think propelled me into the, okay, this is actually what I want to do. So it was a lot of fun, a whirlwind, but fun.
The USGA treats its championships, whether it be an amateur event, a professional event, like, these are the best of the best, and we're going to treat you well, don't they?
Oh, 100%. Some of my best memories, gosh, I think I've played in every single USGA event that I was eligible for, from US Junior, USAM, US Open, even four ball. And some of my best memories, just from like a hospitality standpoint even, I mean, yes, the golf courses are top notch, but the locker rooms, the game rooms that they have, especially at the US Junior, I mean, there's just a bunch of high school kids just living their best life, literally, and getting to play golf at an amazing golf course and compete. It's just amazing. And, you know, that's kind of how I've met my people. And some of my best friends are girls that I've met through doing that. And, but yeah, the USGA does an amazing job.
You get through a couple of practice rounds, then you're on the first tee, and they announce Reagan Zabilski, Springfield, Missouri. What was going through your mind at that U.S. Open?
Oh, my gosh. I just remember telling my parents, like, my dad was caddying for me, and, you know, a lot of our friends and family had come out and watched, and I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to hit this tee shot. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Not to mention, you know, it's like Reagan Zabilski, amateur from Springfield, Missouri. So then everyone turns their head.
Like, who is this hot shot?
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I was having to hit 3-wood off the tee and not driver, and I'm like, oh, boy. It was nerve-wracking, but I felt like I thrived in that environment, in that high-pressure situation at such a young age. I think I was 15. So looking back, you know, it was 5 years ago, and I was an on-site alternate for the U.S. Open this past summer, didn't get in, but it just felt different being there, practicing, playing the practice rounds. You kind of feel like you belong. When you're 15, you're looking at these 26-year-old girls who do it for a living, and you're like, wow, that's a lot.
Do you remember who you got to play with?
I think I played with another amateur, actually, who played at TCU at the time. I can't remember her name, but I played with Drina Piller in a practice round, Leona McGuire.
Okay.
So a couple good golfers. Fosse was there at the time, but I wasn't around her really that much, but I do remember that was her first pro tournament. So, and now kind of getting to be friends with her, that's fun just to look back on and laugh. And
playing in the U.S. Women's Open Championship, you said it opened up a lot of recruiting. And obviously, Shauna, Mike, University of Arkansas women's golf head coach and assistant coach, their ears perked up. You're right down the road, basically, not too far from Fayetteville. What was it about when they started contacting you, and obviously all the others as well, but what helped you settle on becoming a Razorback?
Yeah, so it's kind of an interesting story. When I first started getting recruited, after playing in the Open, you know, COVID hit shortly after, and the visits and the meeting the coaches kind of all came to a screeching halt. And so I remember June 15th came around, and it was just phone calls, Zooms, anything. And it wasn't like, okay, we'd love for you to come on a visit. It was we don't know when we're going to be able to see you or watch you play, but we can do X, Y, and Z to try and make your recruiting experience the best it can be. And I remember June 15th at like 8 a.m., Mike and Shauna were the first people to call me. And that also sets a precedent, because I was getting emails, phone calls, whatever, but it was mainly, hey, can you talk at 2 p.m. or hey, can you talk at 12:30? And I just got a phone call from a 479 number, and I answered it, and they're like, hey, this is Mike and Shauna. We just wanted to give you a call and Hopefully we can set up something with you later in the day. And like that, that's just different.
And it's better than an email.
Exactly. And that also just sets the, you know, it's a testament to say how they are as people.
It kind of tells you that they want to take an interest in you as opposed to, well, let's just throw this dart at the dartboard and see if we can get something through an email, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then a couple days later, I did a big Zoom call with them and the staff, and I turned to my mom and I'm like, this is different. Just, I could tell the way that they went about it and in how they made you feel, it was just different than anything I had ever experienced in the recruiting world. So, that summer, as I was playing in tournaments, you know, you'd go around and say, okay, I'm 2 hours from, use an example, Fayetteville. We'll make a run through there and they can, you know, virtually say, hey, you know, maybe check it out, look at campus, da da da. And so I had done that, but I hadn't been to Fayetteville yet. So I told my parents, I just had a weird feeling about it, that if I came here, I wouldn't want to go anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And if I saw this place, I wouldn't want to go check out any other place. So my parents made this our last stop, and I had kind of been everywhere else, amazing places.
Like?
You know, the Ole Misses, the A&Ms, that I wanted to stay in the SEC. That was kind of like my main goal for a while. And this was my last stop. And I remember driving home afterwards, just like, I think I was like crying. I told my mom, I'm like, this is it. This is the place. And I said, I can't explain it. And hopefully at some point I will be able to. But it was just it. And it felt like home. So,
what was it that made it it?
Well, you got your facilities. Doesn't get much better than Blessings. You have, I mean, the campus is amazing. It's just a homey college town. And it's, yes, it's big, but it feels so small and tight-knit just because of the community. And then, I mean, Sean and Mike just are first class at everything. You know, you're more than a golfer when you come here. And, you know, that's kind of one of the things that they say to everyone. And whether you believe it or not, it's true. And getting here my freshman year, you know, it's not always easy. The transition's really hard. But having people like them to make it easier and to know that, you know, they're in your corner at all times, it's just amazing. And that doesn't happen anywhere else.
Let's talk about this golf team that Shauna and Mike have been able to assemble. Currently number two in the country. Got up to as high as one back in the fall. Won several tournaments back in the fall. Won in dramatic fashion over at Oklahoma City Golf and Country Club. Your last tournament of the fall when Natalie Blanian sank a birdie putt on the 18th hole to come from two down, Reagan, with, I believe, 15, 16, 17, and 18 left. She won 15, halved 16, mm-hmm. won 17, and then birdies 18 to win the team title for the Razorbacks. First time that a Razorback team has won the Jackson T. Stevens Cup. What was that feeling like?
It was honestly unlike anything I had been a part of ever. Just because we don't get a lot of match play experience until it's April and May.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're lucky enough. We made it to match play last spring in SECs, but then didn't make match play at the national championship. But something like this is not only an amazing preparatory tool, but to win like that in a tournament that's on the Golf Channel, that's, you know, it on a, in the grand scheme of things, it is a big tournament. We had come up short in it the last 2 years. We have not made match play once. And, you know, to secure that two seed and then be able to go into match play and, you know, get to, you know, pick who's playing who. And it's like, it feels very real and very much like a national championship vibe. You know, I can't remember how Shauna did the matches, but I was fourth. So I was right in front of Natalie, but my match ended on like the 14th or 15th hole. But, Maho and Clarissa had both won their matches and Kendall and I had just lost. So I finished my match. Natalie's on 12 or 13, I think it is. And everyone else had finished. And I told the girls, I was like, we have to go out there. Because I said, I don't know what it is, but I have a feeling that this is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew she was, I think she was down at the time. And I said, y'all, something good's about to happen. Because I know the kind of gritty player Natalie is. She's not going to give up without a fight. So
playing in her first collegiate event as a true freshman.
Yes, exactly. 17 years old, by the way. And so we go out there and kind of rally the troops. And, you know, I think she ended up losing 14, but then we get to 15 and she wins. I'm like, okay, 16 halves, fine. 17, she hits it in the left rough and has, I think, like a pitching wedge or a 9-iron in, I think. And Kiara's in the trees and had to punch out. And so, you know, middle of the green, I kept hearing Shauna say, middle of the green, middle of the green. She hits an amazing shot onto the green.
It wasn't middle of the green. No. She stuffed it.
She stuffed it, yeah. Which, you know, happens. Shauna says middle of the green. If we're feeling right, you know, maybe take it a little bit more at the pin. But hits an amazing shot. Kiara ends up conceding on the green. So she wins that one. And then we go to 18. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So it's all square at this point. Two good drives, two good shots into the green. I mean, the pin is like four off of the right. So you can't.
It was close to that right bunker.
Yes, exactly. Both hit great shots in the middle of the green, like 30 feet or something. Kiara lags hers up there. I'm like, okay, well, I said at this point, I'm just planning for extra holes because, you know, two putt, get out of there. And so I remember we're all standing on the right side, kind of behind the ropes with my parents over there. Some of our friends are over there and, she putts it, and I'm like, she's looking at it still and hasn't moved. She has not looked up, stood up, nothing. And all of a sudden, I see the ball go in the hole, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. And, I mean, we just went crazy. It, so much adrenaline, so much everything. I mean, it was amazing. And that it was on Golf Channel, my phone was blowing up. Oh, my gosh, that was amazing. And, like, not just because she made the putt, but they're like, y'all's reaction was insane. And, like, that's the kind of stuff that, like, we live for as a team. Like, you don't get to do that very much.
Mm-hmm.
And for that to be on the Golf Channel and for everyone to kind of see, like, that's just who we are.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that putt had some break in it too. Maybe 5-6 feet of break.
Yeah. And downhill left to right. You know, and just to know that, like, that's how we really are. Like, you come out here on a random Tuesday and we're playing a game, you know, it gets rowdy and it's fun. and that's like, that's who we are as a golf team. And I think that's what made it so special is people from the outside see, oh my gosh, like, that's fun. And I'm like, try being around it for 2 months. It's really fun. So it was amazing. And Natalie did amazing. I mean, she handled the pressure literally flawlessly and we were so happy for her. And, yeah, just all around a great, great week.
Obviously, the goal is to win a national championship here at Arkansas. There have been some individual champions. You talked about Maria Fossey a little bit earlier. Obviously, Stacey Lewis comes to mind. When you see them around here, knowing the history of Arkansas women's golf, if you all were able to win the first national title here at Arkansas, I imagine the celebration would be a little bit bigger than what I was able to witness in October over in Oklahoma City.
Oh, 100%. You know, I was actually talking to Maria yesterday, and it's just small talk, but you know everything that she's been through. I mean, she's a national champion. I mean, and then, you know, like, oh, the Maria Vossies, like, there's just so much history, and to know, like, they've been through the same stuff that you have been, and they've been in your shoes, like, such a good sounding board for advice or, you know, encouragement or, you know, just anything you might need. And especially with the reunion being here last fall, like even getting to talk to Stacy, you know, they're just having that shared experience. You're able to have so many awesome conversations and learn so much about everybody. And that just makes it so much easier. And, you know, back to the national championship thing, our golf team this year is probably going to do something special. I mean, there's so much grit, so much hard work and so much potential. And I'm so excited to see what happens because we can 100% make a run at SECs and Nationals.
Obviously, there are two players right now that are in the Augusta Women's Amateur, Maria Jose Marin and Kendall Tide. You would like to join them.
I would, yes.
What would that mean to you if you are fortunate enough to receive an invitation? Because there's still another round that the invitations would go out.
Yes. So, you know, I'm sure you've heard this spiel before, but the rankings, you know, top 30 Americans, top 30 internationals. And I think, you know, sitting at that 32, 33, 34 range for me is really tough. But, you know, there's so much upside to that. Because like you said, you never know what can happen. I mean, there's another round of invitations that still have to go out. But I'm so proud of them, especially Kendall Todd. Like, she's grown so much here at Arkansas. And to be able to witness that firsthand is really inspiring for me, because you take a kid who didn't really like where they were at their freshman year and said, okay, I want something different. I want to get something more out of my experience, and came here and has lived it to the fullest. Like, amazing. But yes, I would love to join them at Augusta this year. So fingers and toes crossed.
Okay, no doubt. No doubt they are. Best golf course you've ever played?
Oh my goodness. I've played at a lot of really, really nice places. I'm just going to name a few, and some of them you're going to know, some of them you're not. Oklahoma City Golf and Country Club is in my top five. Davenport Country Club, Davenport, Iowa, amazing. Mm-hmm. Hidden gem. Blessings, of course. I loved Seminole. And honestly, Lancaster Country Club in Pennsylvania, which is where the U.S. Women's Open was this past spring, summer. So, yeah, I can never just choose one.
Okay, I get that. Well, I'm not going to ask you to choose one on this question. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you would like to play a round of golf with, who would they be?
Scottie Scheffler, I'm going to put in there just because I'm a huge Scottie okay. Scheffler fan. Arnold Palmer, just because of the history there.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Wallen.
Okay.
Just a little curveball there, but yeah.
I think. Why Morgan Wallen?
Oh my gosh, I'm a huge Morgan Wallen fan. I've seen him in concert like three times. Just love him. And he loves golf too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be very cool.
That would be cool. Reagan, you guys have a bullseye on your back, don't you?
We do, but we love it.
Good luck, and best of luck this spring, and hopefully the Razorbacks can win a national championship in May.
Yep, we're hoping so.
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group is the leader in the state in managing hotel properties. From El Dorado to Jonesboro to Fayetteville to Kansas City and back home in Little Rock, you will find a Beachwood Pinnacle managed hotel property. Are you looking for a weekend staycation? Book the Hilton Garden Inn located on Rock Street and enjoy the Agassi 7 rooftop bar with fantastic views of the Little Rock skyline. Open Sunday through Thursday evenings from 4 to 11 and Friday and Saturday from 5 to midnight. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group.
The future is not about a bond reaching maturity. The future is what my grandfather worked for. It's what my father carried on. It's my responsibility today. The future is my son's tomorrow. At the Stevens Private Client Group, we believe that our strength builds success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is taking golf to the next level. As the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics, UAMS Health covers all 19 Razorback sports programs, including golf, and is the official medical partner of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. They're also proud to sponsor professional golfers Ken Duke and Glenn Day. Have a golf injury? Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today. That's 501-686-8674.
That will do it for this edition of From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I want to thank Reagan Zabilski for sitting down with me and taking time out of her busy schedule just before the Razorbacks left for the Puerto Rico Classic at Grand Reserve Golf Course in Rio Grande, Puerto Rico. I also would like to thank Shauna Taylor for helping set up this interview with Reagan. Good luck to Reagan and the rest of the Razorback women this spring as they look to bring home the first national title to Fayetteville. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon when the weather warms up and it gets better from the Shortgrass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.